Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day where your mercies are again new and fresh and bringing life and life in abundance. Think of the wonderful scripture. You translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of your love. Thank you for this kingdom where we partake of what is right, righteousness that brings peace and joy. So we thank you for these new and these good things that we can meditate and partake of this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 21 from verse 12 to 13. Upon entering Jerusalem, Jesus went directly into the temple area and drove away all the merchants who were buying and selling their goods. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the stands of those selling doves. And he said to them, "My dwelling place will be known as a house of prayer, but you have made it into a hangout for thieves."
Hallelujah. Whenever I hear this, it brings me to just the thinking. The Bible makes it clear. It says we are temples of the living God. And as temples of the living God, Jesus has come and he's made our home with us. I will live with you, and I'll lead you into all truth. And so I use this often as just something I just say when people, like someone would ask me, "Have you got a cigarette?" I say, "No, sorry, Jesus has came in and all that was kicked out." So it's so wonderful to know. I think of Romans 7 verses 4 and 6. We are married to another, even him who was raised from the dead, so we can bear fruits to God. And then it's what's fruit? Spiritual fruits. We got a spiritual covenant, it says in verse 6. So that's such a beautiful reality. And just like in a marriage needs to be worked on every day. Every day you experiencing your partner and you reacting with your partner in love, in a new and a better way. And that's exactly like it needs to be with us now and the Lord. And you could also got the wonderful picture in Isaiah 54, where it talks about the bride. We were like forsaken, and we were in the unrighteousness, in the war mentalities, in the things that, what's the opposite of joy? Just despondent, despair. But praise God, we were married to another, to now have righteousness, peace, and faithful joy, not deception. And so Isaiah 54 talks about now we are built up with jewels. That's what we wake up. So it's just good things, beautiful things, light for darkness, blessings for curses, answers for problems. That's what we meditate on and we partake of on a daily basis. And then we walk in it and we share that goodness as well. And I love it there also in Isaiah 54, talking about we're married to another, we as a bride. It also speaks about he'll even bless our children. And then it also, right at the end, it talks about no weapon formed against us prospers. When you married to the king, when you join to the king, when you're in tune with the king, you can be confident in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are you. And all his resources are now your resources, because you are dwelling in the kingdom as his possession, his temple in the kingdom, blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Amen.
Amen.